Catherine, we're talking, you're with Deaf Bible Society, and we're talking today about the COVID-19 pandemic and how it's affecting deaf ministry. And we've done previous reports about how deaf teams kind of shifted their focus from scripture translation to creating health videos that helped deaf communities understand the pandemic and kind of what the different health warnings were and stuff. Is that still the case? Are they still producing those videos, or have they gone back to translation?
They, from my understanding with the teams that I've had contact with, is they are working on translation still. They've gone back to working on the translation and working on their getting their progress on the scriptures. However, it's been slow going because not all of them have access to be in the office all the time, or some of them don't have access to all of their equipment or internet all the time. So they are working on their translation projects still, as well as reaching out to the community and making sure their community has information that they need about COVID. But it's just everything's slowed down a lot.
And how has COVID affected some of these deaf communities? I mean, you guys work with teams all around the world. Is it disproportionately like affecting them? Are people getting more infected, or is it, you know, what's the sense?
From what I have been able to glean is that there's not as, I haven't been aware of many people internationally and nationally who have been affected themselves by the illness of COVID. I think a lot of people are staying home for the most part. But I think the biggest impact that I've seen within my community here in America, as well as the translation teams, is more on an emotional, mental effect of just being in isolation and not having their normal community to be able to interact with.
Yeah, and let's talk about that a little bit more. A lot of things in the deaf world are video based. Is that helping? I mean, in the hearing world, we've had to go to Zoom and to these different kind of things rather than gathering in person. I imagine the same is happening in the deaf communities. Does that help bridge the gap at all?
Well, if we look at, depending on what areas and regions we're looking at, in America, that is definitely a big help in regards to being able to interact with other people and talk with other people. However, depending on their age or even their sight depends on if that's going to be helpful for them or not to be able to see and communicate on a video platform. So I have an elderly deaf friend locally here in Texas who her only communication with deaf people outside of her husband right now is through video communication. She told me that she can't see very well. The computer is very hard for her to look at. And then if you look at other countries around the world, like in Africa, they may not have strong enough Wi-Fi or internet to be able to have the bandwidth to see clearly on a video platform. And so it is still very isolating, even with the technology that is available today.
And you mentioned that a lot of the translation projects are getting delayed and kind of slowing down. And this is already a group that has been waiting forever to get scripture in their sign language. How is that affecting the overall scope of things? Like, are teams having to reschedule their projected end dates? Kind of what's the effect of that?
I don't have specific details on what speeds people are working at currently. I just know that they are working as hard as they can and as best they can in the situation. And obviously with like everything in the world nowadays, things are slowing down. You know, you're limited on what you can and can't get done. And so I know of some people who are literally staying at the translation centers so they can continue working there because they can't travel back and forth between their house and the translation center. And I know I talked with someone yesterday who told me that he walks 2 hours each way to get to the translation center every day. and get home before the close, like they have to be at home by 7 p.m. And so I think that despite slowdowns and barriers, I think we see all over the globe, we see deaf people who are committed to this work and are doing the best that they can in a hard situation.
And how can we come alongside and pray for the deaf community in this difficult time?
I think for me, I've been just praying that the Lord would show his presence to them, that he would be an encouragement to them, and that I even spoke to someone the other day. I could just see the downcast on their face of just, they're just tired and they're alone. And so just praying that the Lord would be with them and would be an encouragement to them, and that he would just surround people to check in on them and to say, hey, how are you doing? Because that's one of the biggest things I feel like we can do to be an encouragement to them to continue caring on.